Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel and Michael Yon, live from the Darien Gap jungle yesterday morning, making my way to Miami Airport bright and early. Thank you, American Airlines, for making the experience quite pleasant. Got there, got to the gate, and yes, made it safely on the aircraft for once without a TSA hiccup. Such a beautiful thing. Landing in the hustling, bustling, pseudo-modern city of Panama City. Yes, it looked very similar to Miami Airport, frankly, but incredible how many people came up and asked me for a taxi cab. The only hiccup I was challenged with was at customs when they wanted to know about my solar panels and if they should tax me. Well, we managed to evade that because, yes, I am doing the work of a correspondent down here, so they can't tax you on your work equipment. Thank goodness. Listen, all this brought to you by Ann123.com, your satellite phone store source. Get on over there because without them, the satellite phone store and us, you would not be getting this transmission live from the jungle. So much more coming forward to you. Stay tuned after these commercial break.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Well, grass isn't growing under our feet. Not long while we're in the car with Matt Tomlitt and Michael Yon down here in Panama heading into the jungle, the Darien Gap. This road is the Panamanian Highway. It's Route 1. It's where all the migrants are now coming up thanks to all the fantastic air-conditioned buses funded by, that's right, you, me, and everybody in the United Communists of America making our way down to the Gap. The adventure begins right now. So what road are we on, Michael?
This is Highway 1, the Pan-American Highway.
And yep. What's unusual about this trip right now? What are we not seeing?
Well, this is the artery to the United States. And this is, well, we're in September of 2023 right now. But I'll guarantee you, in 2024, a million people will come up this road. And I'm not exaggerating. There was 82,000 last month came up this road. In 1 month, in August of 2023, at least 82,000 came up this road, according to the Panamanian numbers from the government.
So if that's happening, that's about, what, 3,000 a day?
Close to that, but those numbers are increasing, and this is rainy season. Despite this being rainy season, which is normally the down season, the numbers just continue to increase. And actually, articles are just coming out now. I just saw one when we're driving down the road. Accusing Colombian government of making millions and millions of dollars arranging for the trips for the aliens to get through the Darien Gap, which is obviously true up and down in Colombia and financing these things, as has Chuck Colton and others. There's huge money to be made, including by the bus drivers who, I mean, these bus drivers now, they come up this road on Highway 1 from the Darien Gap up to Costa Rica. They make $250 per trip, and there's two drivers per bus, so that's $500 between the two of them. And that's a lot of money for Panamanians, $250 for a drive from here to Costa Rica. And the Paragua drivers can make, how much, Matthew, did they say?
$300
a day. These are people that are doing basically six-hour Piragua trips, which is a dugout canoe, 3 hours one way and 3 hours back. So in those, you know, dugout canoe trips, they're making $300 a day, taking aliens from Bajo Chiquita, which is a village deep out in the jungle, which we go to pretty frequently, down to a camp called Las Blancas. So it's just a simple Piragua boat ride and $300 a day.
So what's missing though on the road today? It's pretty quiet.
It's quiet, but there's been a lot of rain out today. Ben Berquam and Oscar Blue are out in the jungle. They sent a text message via satellite communicator, and I saw it earlier, and said that the flash floods are making the rivers very difficult to cross. No doubt, many of the aliens crossing through the Darien Gap will have drowned today. These flash floods drown people constantly.
So no buses.
So far, we haven't passed any buses, which is very abnormal. There are times when the river swells to such heights that they don't allow anyone to go down the river. I have a feeling that they have all the people plugged up in the camp, and they'll release them when the river gets safe again.
This is
it. That means a bunch of them are up in the mountains right now.
Means the howler monkeys tonight are going to have a field day.
Out there getting their malaria tonight.
From lights to malaria.
Yeah.
Malaria madness.
Anopheles mosquito is going to be going to work.
Good thing I'm doubling up on my HCQ. I'm malaria bulletproof.
Well, one thing for sure is we won't go hungry down here in the jungle. When you see incredible restaurants like this just along the Panamanian Highway, you have to stop and pull over. We were down in the Kuna Indian Reservation part of the Darien Gap, and just look at these exquisite views. The food was outstanding. We had a beef comidas, which with rice and beans, absolutely delicious. Enjoyed an incredible view. Heard a lot of jungle sounds. Not quite sure if we ran into some monkeys yet, but they're definitely out there, and you can hear them howling at night, along with a lot of other strange animal sounds. Even these guys get to eat. By the way, there's dogs everywhere. I keep threatening my husband I'm going to take one home. But just look how incredibly quaint and fun this restaurant is. Can you imagine pulling up on the side of the road and having a view like this while you're having your lunch or your dinner? Absolutely outstanding. You really get a flavor of the culture down here because it's everywhere. Absolutely everywhere, with breathtaking views. As we progress south, we had to stop with Centerfront, which is their local border patrol, show our passports, and get approval to advance further into the jungle. Panama is the only country where the Pacific Ocean is where the sun rises and the Atlantic is where the sun sets. So as we headed further east into the jungle and Darien Gap, we crossed over a man-made Lake Bayano, which is a reservoir that services the area around here. Absolutely stunningly beautiful. But again, you're struck by just how completely uncommercialized this entire area is. And yet the people live down here so happily.
Where all the people are going, that's where there's still thick, wild jungle. See these trees? These are all teak trees. They've planted thousands and thousands of hectares of teak trees here and cut down the rainforest to do it.
So the Indians are up in arms?
No, the Indians are the ones selling out. The Indians on the Comarcas are the ones letting everyone come in and strip every valuable tree from their land. Now, some of them will complain about it. You'll hear guys like Francisco, but they're all jointly or separately making money. It's always a two-edged thing.
And therein lies the conundrum. A chance to make a lot of money or a chance to leave Mother Nature as she intended, with a beautiful buffer, a natural ecosystem buffer in the Darien Gap, an exquisite rainforest. It's really hard to believe that you could leave civilization behind in Miami, Florida, make your way to Panama City, Florida, and within a few short hours be in such a remote part of the jungle. Have passport, have drone, drink coffee, we'll travel. This adventure has only just begun. Well, we finally arrived. Our home away from home down here in the Darien Gap. That palatial estate is our hotel. And our friend Matt is doing a quick water run. Because where we are, there ain't no AC. Plenty of water, but not the kind you would want to drink. Little cantina over here. Getting ready. It's going to be a long night. Got gear to set up. Got Starlink to assemble. Got an EcoFlow and solar panels to make sure are functioning. There's the man, the myth, the legend. Famed war correspondent, Green Beret. Mr. Gadget himself, Michael Yon.
Gadget. We'll see if we can make everything work. Got the Starlink actually to take out into the jungle, and from sat123.com actually, with a big EcoFlow Pro, right? And I mean it's a 99 pound, but it'll give out AC so that we can get our Starlink working. So let's see if it'll work in the jungle on the rivers, because there are a lot of trees out there. I mean, this is the Darien Gap, but I've been up and down these rivers a lot. There is a lot of empty space there too on the rivers. We'll see if it works. And if it does, that'll be very impressive actually to see if Starlink works. And we're gonna tell sat123.com if it actually works on the rivers. That'll be pretty wild if it does. What do you think? If it does, we're gonna get a lot of amazing
If it does, I tell you what,
live.
Operation Burning Edge is gonna be everywhere because people are gonna want this footage. Chi Ninja
was walking here down this road, and we had waited up, and because, you know, people come out of the jungle and walking down the road, and that's, you know, late at night they'll talk more when they're tired and that sort of thing. He was very angry, and we got him to come around and sit at the table over here, and we talked with him for an hour and a half, and that was where he told us about
I remember the orange walls when you were talking to Chi Ninja.
Yeah, that's right. We were in that restaurant. And so this is the restaurant in which the Chinese drank the chicken blood. In fact, you can go talk with Margarita. She's the one that helped them get the chicken blood. She's working in the kitchen right now.
That's lovely.
Yeah, so Margarita will tell you all about the Chinese with the chicken blood. This is it. Chinese staying here all the time. And U.S. Special Forces, too. This is like, if you look on the wall in there, there's little letters of appreciation from U.S. Special Forces about staying in this hotel.
Now, are they here because the Chinese are here?
U.S. Special Forces and SEALs help train Cinefront. That's why you see this very high level of professionalism with Cinefront. They're very professional. You'll see what I'm saying. Very fit, very competent, always professional. There's a Cinefront guard right here actually sitting. If you start walking down there, he'll stop you, but he'll be very polite about it. He won't let you proceed, but he'll ask you who you are, for your passport and that sort of thing. And if he'll call his commander, because I've done this so many times, and then if you're authorized to go, they'll, you know, walk you down or just say, oh, have a good night, and you can walk down to the camp.
Will we get authorization?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. We'll be at San Vicente Camp tomorrow.
Yes.
Yep. 300 yards from here, where the Chi Ninjas like to hang.
Yeah, this is where the Chinese like to come in particular. There are some at Las Blancas Camp, which takes about 30 minutes to get to. Actually, we can go there tonight after we get everything working. You can see it at nighttime. And you can get up to that one. And then tomorrow, when Oscar Blue and Ben Berkwam, in fact, I think Ben just sent a message because I hear the satellite beeper now. Let's see what Ben says. You can leave it out there.
Oh, I'll go.
That's okay. He said, okay, that sounds right. What we saw coming down the road.
What did they say?
He's saying there. He's debating. Well, I told him about 3,800 or 3,080 came yesterday, according to Centerfront, through the jungle. And Ben said that sounds right from what we saw coming down the river. And then his second message is, because I asked him if he wants to go to Costa Rica tomorrow. He said still debating on whether we go tomorrow night or Saturday morning. Depends on how we feel when we get back. They're going to be tired. But, you know, they might want to drive on. I think they should stay one more night due to so much going on down here. But they've got other things on their schedule. They have to make it all work out. So, you know, those are hardworking men, Oscar Blue and Ben Berkwam.
Yeah.
They're out in the jungle right now. They've been out for, three nights now? I think this is the third night. And this is their third trip in the jungle. The trip before last, they got into a firefight. One was killed, and I think two or three were captured. I've forgotten, and they were sentenced to prison within a couple of weeks or so. They got years in prison. They had just raped some women, and the Centerfront went out. Ben Berkwam and Oscar Blue were with the Centerfront, and they did a movement to contact. In fact, Ben had sent me a message on the Garmin that you see, and he said, some rapists had just raped some women and done some things, and so the Centerfront was moving to try to get them. So he sent me messages, and about 3 hours later, he's like, you know, we just got into a firefight and killed them, killed one, and I think captured, I think it's two or three. They had them on the ground, and then they published the video of that firefight, and they were straight up caught. Those guys did it, right? In fact, one of the women she was about to be raped when the Centerfront showed up. One of the bad guys shot her, but she's okay now. I think she's okay. I'm pretty sure she is. And I think, I've forgotten where she's from. It may have been Ecuador. I'm sorry, I don't remember. But I think she's back in her home country now.
We're grateful to be back alive.
Yeah.
It's not a trip for the week.
They sent the helicopter and got her out and took the prisoners out. I think Ben had to walk. No, the helicopter took them as well, as I recall. I don't remember. You'd have to ask Ben. There's so many dramas out here in the jungle. Right now, it's been raining very, very hard today, so chances are some of the aliens coming through probably drowned today, because they drown constantly out there. They fall off the mountain of death. They call it the Montaña de la Muerta, the mountain of death. And the three crossings, depending on which path they take, actually. But, you know, a few years ago, when I first started coming out, I would say about 10% were dying coming through. It was unbelievable numbers. Now I would say it's fewer than 1%. But you've got, more than 3,000 came through yesterday. It looks like more than 3,000, right? So if it were, I don't know, even 1%, that's quite a lot of people, right? So, I mean, and it probably is, you know, somewhere close to 1%. I don't know. I can't support that.
30 people.
Yeah. I mean, I can't support that number because there's no way. Nobody knows how many actually disappear. Actually, Ben just sent another message. I hear it ringing. Ding it. Yeah, it's got the, satellite. Okay. He said, my guess is we'll probably wait till Saturday morning, but not yet 100%.
To go to Costa Rica.
Yeah. I see. Austin, you want to interview him, right?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Austin, I'll say Ann is here.
Working on Starlink over here. We got the legend of Darien. This man, Jason, right here, the legend. You ever heard of Topo Chico's?
Huh?
Have you ever heard of Topo Chico?
Topo Chico.
That would be a negatory.
No.
Oh,
what's
boy.
That?
Michael, we're going to be high and dry without our Topo Chico.
I
we
know
really it. Became quite fond of those, didn't we, down
I know it.
Border.
I know.
I'm addicted now, and I've never been addicted to a effervescent drink, but dang, those things are good.
Mm.
Shout out to Topo Chico. All right, Elon, don't fail us now.
Yeah, don't
There's
fail
our
us
Starlink.
Now.
Shout out to Elon Musk. You're going to give us
Hope and live streaming SpaceX. From the dark. Yeah, we've been at SpaceX, Elon. Now we're here with your Starlink in the middle of the Darien Gap.
Yeah, and if it works, that'll be a really
shout out
very,
to Elon.
Very big help.
Yep. Well, now that we have comms established, Michael Yon, the expert drone pilot that he is setting up the drone. That's right. None of this stuff comes out of the box ready to go. You got to actually put some thought and some work into it. And after several hours of programming and syncing up everything, Michael was able to launch a drone that was donated by a dear friend. Dennis Pate, shout out to you for this excellent drone. We are thrilled. I carried this baby on the plane because I didn't trust American Airlines or the ground crew in Miami to not have it, quote, disappear. It's funny because the day I flew down, there was an article and news story about things disappearing at Miami Airport, but I digress. So as you can see, Michael did get this drone going. It is quite beautiful. There was some concern because we were right next to Camp San Vicente, where buses were running all night, about whether or not we could get this drone up in the air undetected. As you can see, it's very colorful, lots of lights. And it's not exactly too quiet, but we didn't put the low fan blades on, so we were doing some experimenting. But after a few test runs, Michael was able to learn how to actually deactivate the lights. And let me tell you, that thing flew in stealth mode. Wow. Really, really cool. And that drone right there can actually live stream from the drone itself. So expect to see some footage. Well, I'll just go live during the day where we'll be flying over certain camps down here at the Gap. And we will show you exactly what the conditions are like, who the people are, how they're behaving, how Cinefront is managing this incredible migration that, again, the United States government is just trampling all over Panama right now by funding this migration. And our heart goes out to the Panamanians, the Panamanian government, who are really stepping up to do the best they can under difficult situations. Well, as we got everything set up, it was time to get ready for bed. And what better way to go to bed than with your cozy My Pillow? Mike Lindell, shout out to you, my friend, for making sure that I'm getting a great night's sleep, which is critical for good health while you're down here in the jungle. I did bring my MyPillow travel pillow. And if you want to have a travel pillow or any products from MyPillow.com, save up to 80% with my promo code AV. That's right, AV for Ann Vandersteel. Get your good night's sleep on MyPillow.com. And also, beef in the United States clearly under attack between the multi-drug resistant tuberculosis that is threatening our cattle industry and the fact that these Bill Gates Nimrods are now injecting cattle with mRNA. You've got to go somewhere where you get clean cattle. What do I mean by that? Cattle that's never been injected with that god-awful bioweapon. Go to lightsoutbeef.com. Not only will they give you fresh, free-range cattle that has been slaughtered and freeze-dried, but that cattle that is freeze-dried is shelf-stable for up to 25 years. 25 years, you can provide delicious protein for your family. Lightsoutbeef.com. It's what's for dinner. And yes, just like we are, so is your beef under attack. And just as we were getting ready to go to bed, who do we see? Some Chinese immigrants from the Fuji province, Fujian province. We had to get an interpreter. Fortunately, Michael, Johnny on the spot, knew somebody to call, and we got the conversation going. Turns out he's lived in Japan for the last year and is coming here after working in the textile industry for a better opportunity. Wants to make his way to America, to New York City. He thinks he can make more money. Let's see what happens.
Over 1 year.
What did he do in Japan?
He worked in a factory.
What sort of work in the factory?
The conversation continued like this for about 10 or 15 minutes, and we did learn that he and his fellow travelers were actually robbed at gunpoint. $300 was taken off of him, but he made it out of the jungle alive. That is a common occurrence when you're making this treacherous, dangerous trip up from Colombia through the Darien Gap. Up next, after our commercial break here in Brighteon, more with our guide, Matt Tomlett. and a local national treasure, someone I think you're going to find fascinating, and the real reason that there's a water crisis in the Panama Canal. Stick with us here on Bridie on TV.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones. We've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks. Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Ben and Oscar are approximately here. Let me turn off the brightness. There's Bajo Chiquito Village. They're up around here somewhere.
I'd have to look on their coordinates, but they're roughly around here. And this is the point, Bajo Chiquito. I've been here, I don't know, 20 times probably. This is a village deep in the jungle, 3 hours by Piragua, up the Rio, up this river. And so tomorrow morning, sometime after daybreak, thousands, however many are going to come down, maybe 160 boat fulls, could be 3,000.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us, and this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Bridie on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
Brighty on Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
And so now, you know, the canal's saying this, that they need water, they need water. And the whole time as they're doing illegal, you know, mining of the trees here, I mean, what do you think the water comes from? You know, it comes from Darien. Yeah. And now it's affecting the canal and a lot of the...
Are you saying that the illegal mining of the trees is cutting down on the ability to create rain? And
yeah, because they're cutting all the logs.
One of the most critical things that the Americans maintained around the canal was the rainforest, because it kept it like a sponge. Yeah. And as soon as you start cutting that stuff down, it does affect the weather. But I was telling Ann, I mean, the real big story here, and they're passing the buck and blaming it on climate change, when really this is the first El Nino cycle with the expanded canal open.
Yeah.
And they're using so much more water with this new expanded canal, and to say that it's climate change is causing this is so ridiculous. Yeah. It's an engineering problem that they're going to have to fix. The new canal uses way more water.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Even though that they're recycling it, it still uses that much more?
They're getting a lot of ships in that new box. It's really busy, and it's taxing the water. Yeah. And not only that, it's further exacerbated by the fact that those recycling tanks are leaking salt water back into the lake. And they're keeping this very quiet, and they're having to actually flush those tanks and lose additional thousands of gallons of water, because if the lake turns salty, half of Panama is going to lose their source of drinking water. And so they have a big problem to fix. And
so that freshwater lake, Lake Gaton, was man-made lake. So before then, Panama didn't have that kind of drinking water available to them. They would have had to desalinate, or they just couldn't increase the population. So Lake Gaton increased Panama City's population significantly, and now it's jeopardizing population's access to fresh water because they've screwed up the engineering in the canal.
Well, yeah, it's a problem, you know, that they're Panama can fix it, and they will. They'll fix it. I know they'll find a way. They'll fix it. They're going to make another dam. It's going to cost a lot of money. What's happening is that they've been very blessed that the rain has come for the last, you know, several years. They've had some close calls. We had an El Nino before the new canal was expanded in 1998, where they had to reduce the draft of the ships then. They had to do it in 1980s, they had to do it. There was another time. There's been several times where they've had to deal with this problem, but now it's on a much bigger scale because they have this third lane using way much more water.
I heard an idea that they were going to actually pipe it from the Vallano, River.
The Vallano is an option, I hear, and Rio Indio.
Yeah.
But Rio Indio will require a big dam, and they'll have to displace a lot of indigenous people from where they live. And you can't blame them for not wanting to do that to people. And so they've kind of pushed this down the road, and it's just something Panama is going to have to face up to. It's a big problem.
So tell me about what you're seeing in the sky. Get your wife all fired up.
Oh, chemtrails. Yeah.
Why are they doing it?
Who knows? I mean, partially what he was saying is probably to create more rain water for the canal.
Yeah. Have you seen a lot of chemtrails lately?
I don't really pay attention to them. I mean, in the city especially, I've seen maybe in the last month or so.
Why wouldn't they do them over the rainforest to generate the rain where they need it?
What rainforest?
It's gone?
Yeah, where's the rainforest at?
Yeah, the whole Darien is gone. This place is being raped and very few Panamanians come down here. When we're driving today, you notice how I kept pointing to teak trees and farmed trees? This entire area that we drove through today, the rainforest is gone. The only part where it does start is you're going to see it when you go up to Bajo Chiquito. You're not going to see it in Bajo Chiquito. You're going to see it in the distance in that mountain range. That is the true Darien Gap. That's the place where the locals are walking through. That's where the last virgin rainforest is left.
Yeah.
And it's being decimated right now with the lady from Centerfront told Oscar they calculate there's over 40 tons of garbage along the trail. It's the most profound thing you've ever seen. I've had many migrants tell me, I heard it, Michael's heard it too, again and again, that they were so exhausted, their clothes were so heavy. And I've had many migrants actually tell me, my hair, I wanted to cut my hair, it was just so heavy. That's how tired they are, so they ditch their clothes. And there's just clothes everywhere. They all do it, they ditch their clothes, they ditch anything that's too heavy, they just get rid of it. And so, like Ben and I, back in January, there was a heavy rainstorm and we walked down by Armilla. The night before, it poured rain, like heavy duty rain. And it cleared out the river that went along the trail. And the beach, what we saw on that beach, like all the garbage just washed up on the beach that came out of the trail. There was football fields of this deep of plastic and bags and sleeping mats and tents. And it was unreal. We have video of that somewhere. We took video of that.
So the NGOs that are financing these people to come up here, do they have any sort of operation to do cleanup since they're so concerned with the environment and with humanity?
Yeah, no.
That's a great question.
Not only are they not doing cleanup, they can never do cleanup. It's way deep in the bowels of the jungle. And this is like a World Heritage. This is the last pristine, one of the last pristine rainforests on Earth.
Is it a UNESCO site? Or
I think it is. I don't know if it officially is, but it's a big deal, the Darien Gap way out there. What's left of it is precious. It's going to disappear. And this, like I said,
is there an estimated timeline before it's all gone?
Who knows? But like I said, 2 years ago, it was taking the strongest, most fit person could maybe make that walk in 5 days, and he was brutalized. They were coming out with bloody feet. People were dying in droves back then. Now the trail has been straightened, tuned, fine-tuned, and it's becoming a semi-roadway. It's becoming bigger and bigger. We've had this year since January, we're approaching 400,000 people have come through since January. We're gonna hit 500,000 this year, and it's insane. So the other thing that's even complicating, they're dragging malaria out of the jungle, and malaria is red hot now in Darien again. They've reactivated it and brought it back into the Darien, and this is coming out of the jungle. I mean, the fact that there hasn't like started an outbreak of cholera yet down in back in Bajo Chiquito or these areas is stunning that it hasn't happened. But you'll see when you go up there, it's disgusting. Just a disgusting place.
Now, you've grown up here your whole life.
Pretty much,
okay. Tell me how you feel about what you see happening in your hometown, your country.
It makes me sick. I mean, what do you do? I take pictures of the log trucks taking off out of here, and post them online, and it's just like it's an accepted thing anymore, you know. I mean, they do try to control it. The UN is here with their green stamps and all that.
What is that going to do, the United Nations?
Well, they have what they call the green stamp, which supposedly it's supposed to preserve rainforest. So, like, if you have one tree leaning on another tree and inhabiting it to grow, they take the one that's leaning off of it, and then they can sell that. So...
Who monitors whether or not there's really a tree leaning on another tree before they cut it down and sell it?
Who knows?
when we go up the river to Bajo Chiquito, a 3-hour ride in a piragua up through what used to be jungle, you will not see in 3 hours barely a single valuable hardwood tree. You will see trees. All they are is these barigon trees, which are all filled with water. They're impressive looking trees, they're big, but they're useless. Their wood is useless. The hardwood is all gone. There's none. There's nothing left. The entire 3-hour ride.
A couple years ago,
it's
I know the guy that has the green, you know, I know the guy that has a green stamp, and he's like, a couple years ago, he's like, they're maybe 25 miles from the Colombian border. So, yeah. I mean, that gives, they're way past Boca Cupe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. There's nothing so, left. And because I really attributed that most Panamanians don't come down here.
Yeah.
They don't see what's going on. It's just this area. I grew up hearing all about the Darien. And when I finally came down here, I was like, this is not impressive.
Exactly.
I mean, this is all just farmland and teak forest. It's not that shocking anymore. The only area that's left is way deep in there on the Colombian border. That's the only bit of rainforest that's left. And you'll see the logs. You'll see the logs coming out everywhere. And someone in Centerfront was telling Oscar and Ben to check out to see, because they've heard rumors. There's a wood, this purple heart cocobolo wood. It's this extremely
purple heart, yeah.
Dense wood. It's beautiful. It sinks in water. It's like iron. It's so strong. And those trees are so sought after. And they've heard that the migrants are being paid. A lot of this wood winds up going to China. And they're being paid to find those, mark them, and someone will sneak in there now on the trail and cut them and bring it out. And they're trying to find out if that's really happening. They're hearing rumors about it. Nothing would surprise me anymore.
Well, those trees here don't have no value. I mean, literally, basically, any hardwood tree, you know, if it's on a reservation, tribal reservation, is $20. That's what they pay for it. Between $20 and $40. Like the cocobolo and like nispero and all those very exotic ones, I mean, they might get $40 out of those trees. But I mean, you know, $20 for a tree that in Asia or in the Middle East, you know, they're getting, you know, $20,000, $30,000. I mean, Purple Heart is perfect example.
Yeah.
It's made, you know, into musical instruments.
Yeah.
And it's very common.
How long does it take to grow a tree like that?
Who knows? I mean, these trees are from Adam and Eve, you know, so. Who knows how long it, I mean, they're...
Yeah. A lot of these trees are so old, and yeah. They're all gone. They're all gone around here. There are... When we did that drive last night, not a single hardwood tree did we see.
Teak.
Yeah, only teak. And some mahogany
planted.
That was planted.
Yeah.
Mahogany that was planted.
Well, put it this way. When we came down in 84, we started construction in 85 or 86. We cut one tree down. And it was an espave tree. When that tree was laying on the ground, it was taller than I was.
On the side,
yeah. And out of that one tree, we built the Bible school and three cabins out of that one tree.
Wow.
And I don't have a problem with people, you know, trying to build houses and stuff on their farm. It's just when they come in here and clear cut, you know, to plant pastures or something, to me it's just wrong, you know.
What's more significant to you, the destruction of your country or the human suffering from the people who were enticed to go to America for a better life.
So, I don't know many Panamanians that are going to the U.S.
No.
They're not, right?
No.
You don't know? Yeah.
Panama is the last country left that people are not pouring out of. Statistically, I have seen this. Panama, by average pay, is better off than all of the rest of Latin America right now. And Panama's tough. Let me tell you, living here is tough. Like, very hard living here. But we're better off than when you talk to these people out in the camps. If they are a pulse of what's really going on in the world, we should all be really scared, because they're fleeing. All of them are fleeing corrupt, despot, ruined governments by mismanagement and leftist. As soon as they go left, the country collapses. And then where do they go? They're just fleeing. I mean, like, I tell Americans, a lot of Americans hate these people. A lot of them are really good people. Like, they'll make better Americans than a lot of Americans I know. What would you do? A lot of Americans should be really humble. We don't want this to keep going on. It can't keep going on. It has to stop. But at the same time, be humble when you deal with it, because we could find ourselves walking the opposite way one day. I'm telling you, it's just that quick. You get these leftist freaks in charge of your country, and in one decade, they can have us walking out really quick if we're not careful. And what would you do if you did not have enough money to feed your kids and you had nowhere to go? And you have to be really careful. You don't want to start hating these people and belittling them. I've talked to hundreds of them, and you do have to have compassion and be humble about it. It can't go on. It's unsustainable. I'm all for stopping it right now. It has to stop. But at the same time, put yourself in their shoes. What would you do? I mean, if you can't eat, what would you do?
It seems to me we need a worldwide platform where we can speak to each other, no matter what language it is, that there's no language barrier, and we can collaborate to throw off the chains of tyranny worldwide.
Yeah, well, if the UN would, instead of sitting here at the border helping them through, giving them maps, giving them rape kits, if they would go to Venezuela and fix the freaking situation, send their little blue soldiers in there and fix it, like, do something about it. And we got Colombia now that just elected a very radical leftist. We're going to start seeing Colombia unravel. Chile is in terrible trouble. Brazil just elected a complete criminal, like a criminal. Just watch what's going to start happening in Brazil.
I think the word is selected.
Yes, selected. Yeah. Yes, stolen election, just like we know. And Argentina is a mess. I mean, the hyperinflation going on there. All of Latin America is coming to pieces right now. And this problem, it's just going to keep going. It's going to keep going. As long as they know, and when you talk to them, you can ask them, will you get in? Do you think you'll get in? They say, with faith in God. That's the answer they give every time. Like, they're playing a lottery. They're gambling everything. They have no idea if they'll get in, but they hear that people are getting in, so they're going to keep taking that chance.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the rumor's out that the border's open, they're going to come. They're not going to stop. Ever.
Well, it's up to us. It's up to the people. We have to come together. We have to throw off the tyranny. God made this planet with different continents, different people, different shapes, sizes, demographics, colors, races, ethnicity, all of it, language, culture. And if we want to preserve that, we have to throw off the tyranny that's trying to homogenize all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it goes back to the Tower of Babel. God divided the people for their protection. Literally, when we all become one, we always fail it. We always turn it into something evil. Those borders, those separate borders, are for our protection. They're for our own good. You need national sovereignty right now. National sovereignty everywhere is being eroded and destroyed by the United Nations. It's all part of a plan. And they want to make it just like John Lennon's song. Imagine all the people together with no more religion and just no more countries, no more borders. That is not a good end, because we always wind up with one dictator who can't be stopped or controlled or anything. We need national countries right now. They're right. Protection.
And this is why it is so important to support the work of Operation Burning Edge. Michael Yon and I are down here in the jungle with the real people who care about what's happening to humanity. Please go to givesendgo.com/burning edge. More from the jungle every single day. Live down here in Panama at the Darien Gap. Good night, everybody.